New figures from the Migration Agency requested by Radio Sweden show that far more citizenship applications were rejected in June than were approved. June was the first month where Sweden's new, tougher citizenship eligibility criteria have been in effect. Around 1,600 applications were approved that month, while just shy of 3,000 were rejected. By comparison, just 900 or so applications were rejected in May, the month before the new rules came into force. You can hear more about this on our website, radiosweden.se. Meanwhile, the government says it wants to make Sweden the most attractive country in the EU for international talent, and it's proposing a number of reforms to the work permit system. In a draft bill, the government's proposing work permits no longer be tied to a specific employer or occupation, making it easier for foreign workers from outside the EU to change jobs. They'll also get 6 months to find new work in Sweden should they lose their job, as long as they've already been living and working in Sweden for at least 2 years. It's proposed the changes come into effect in February next year. France is set to contribute soldiers, equipment and expertise to Sweden and Finland's NATO combat forces in northern Sweden. That's been decided at the high-level NATO summit in Turkey that wrapped up yesterday. One possible site for the French forces is Borden up in northern Sweden. And Sweden's royal court has commented on the death of Welsh singer Bonnie Tyler, aged 75. Tyler was one of King Carl XVI Gustav's favourite artists, and the royal couple even named their dog Bonnie after her. The royal court writes in a message to Swedish Radio's culture desk that the royal family are aware of the bad news and that it's always sad when someone passes away. It says Tyler was a fantastic and very well-liked singer who was active during the king's formative years. The Total Eclipse of the Heart singer, who also represented the UK at the Eurovision Song Contest held in Malmö in 2013, is said to have died unexpectedly on Wednesday night at a hospital in Portugal as a result of an illness she was being treated for. That's according to a statement published on the singer's website. And those were Thursday's headlines from Radio Sweden. I'm Michael Walsh. We'll be back with another news update on Friday.